Good evening, as we continue our online journey with the Lord through this holy week of our salvation. May the grace, healing, and forgiveness of the Lord be with you this holy week.
And also with you.
O Saviour of the world, who by your cross and precious blood has redeemed us.
Save us and help us, we humbly pray.
The Wednesday in Holy Week sees the gathering gloom of hatred towards our Lord, of deep betrayal in the heart of Judas, and of determination to be rid of the very one who carries our future hope and salvation in his person. The fact that Jesus knew that Judas would betray him does not remove the responsibility from Judas. He betrays Jesus because he chooses to. We sing the hymn, Lord, as to thy dear cross we flee. When we take our ease, rather than watch with you, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
When we bestow a kiss of peace, yet nurse enmity in our hearts, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
When we strike at those who hurt us, rather than stretch out our hands to bless, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, Redeemer of the world,
grant us peace.
Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Saviour, gave his back to the smiters, and did not hide his face from shame. Grant us grace to endure the sufferings of this present time with sure confidence in the glory that shall be revealed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.
God of compassion, whose Son, Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The responsorial psalm, number 70.
You
are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. O God, make speed to save me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. Let them be turned back and disgraced who wish me evil.
You are my help and my deliverer.
O Lord, do not delay. Let those who mock and deride me turn back because of their shame. But let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say always, Great is the Lord.
You are my help and my deliverer.
O Lord, do not delay. As for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
You are my help and my deliverer.
O Lord, do not delay. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 13, beginning at verse 21. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, Do quickly what you are going to do. Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, Buy what we need for the festival, or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. We say the canticle. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces. He was despised and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. St. John chapter 13, verse 27. After Judas received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." Following the readings from the Gospel according to St. John, in the lectionary for this week, we come to St. John chapter 13, verses 21 to 32, in which Jesus tells his disciples he is going to be betrayed and sends Judas out into the night. In the two millennia since that Thursday night in Jerusalem, Judas has been treated with contempt. His name has become a byword for treachery. He is depicted as having betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, no more than the price of a slave. Occasionally, people have attempted to defend Judas. They have attempted to suggest that he was a much more complex man who deserves to be differently remembered. But the general opinion is that he deserves the reputation he gained. Jesus is quite deliberate in his words. He tells the gathering one of them will betray him. And when Simon Peter asks, "Who is it?" he replies in St. John chapter 13 and verse 26, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Judas stands up and goes. But why did he do what he did? Why did he give the authorities the chance they needed? Why did Judas lead the authorities to the garden where they arrested Jesus? Three explanations have been suggested. Firstly, that Judas was a relative of Caiaphas, the Jewish high priest, perhaps even his nephew. The Jewish religious leaders didn't like Judas. The Jewish religious leaders didn't like Jesus. Jesus challenged the authority and the influence of the temple. And if the temple was reduced in the influence it had, then the religious leaders' influence and power would also be reduced. People have killed for a great deal less. The suggestion is that Judas was planted amongst Jesus' followers to keep the authorities informed. The explanation is that Judas was a small-time secret agent, a petty informer who was working on behalf of his family. Perhaps Judas wasn't bad. Perhaps he was just doing what he believed to be right for the family. The second explanation is that Judas wasn't a petty informer. Instead, he was a petty crook. This is the explanation that John gives, chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. He was a thief, As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. Perhaps Judas's only concern was to make a bit of money for himself. If this was the case, he didn't do very well for his dealings. The payment he got for betraying Jesus would only have paid for a single slave in the market. If Judas was an agent for his family, if he was working for Uncle Caiaphas, then he had done what he wanted. If he was a criminal, he had got his money. If one of these is the full explanation of Judas's part in the story, then why did the story turn out the way it did? Why did Judas suddenly return the money and then hang himself? The idea that Judas was an informer or the idea that he was a thief, neither explains why he should be so overcome with guilt that he died by suicide. There is a third explanation which seems a more satisfactory one. It says that Judas was a member of a group of Jewish freedom fighters. Judas was a man who wanted to see the Roman armies thrown out and Israel a free country. John was obviously aware that money was disappearing, but what was Judas spending it on? He shows no signs of wealth, or the disciples would have commented. Perhaps the money bag is going towards the cause. If Judas was a freedom fighter, he would have seen Jesus as the great leader that they needed. Jesus could work miracles. He could control huge crowds of people. He could speak in a way that couldn't be matched. Judas may have been expecting great things in Jerusalem, a great rebellion, but nothing happens. Jesus gets the crowd behind him on Sunday, but doesn't do anything except to cause commotion in the temple. So what does Judas do? He believes that Jesus is the man for whom they had been waiting. He believes that Jesus has power to change the country. All it needs is something to make Jesus act. So Judas arranges to bring the authorities to arrest Jesus. Now is the time, he thinks. Now Jesus will do something. But Jesus does nothing. Instead, he allows himself to be arrested. In the third explanation, Judas realizes he has made a catastrophic miscalculation. He thought he could make Jesus fit in with his plans, and the whole thing has gone disastrously wrong. Judas has made a most terrible mistake, and he hangs himself as a failure. Judas's name has become a byword for treachery. Yet his guilt is that of political naivety, psychological misjudgment, and hubris that brought tragic consequences. Perhaps Judas will never be fully rehabilitated, but to recognise that he tried to use Jesus for his own purposes would be to recognise that he is like countless other religious people who have exploited the name of Jesus for their own gain. In 2 millennia since that Thursday night, the church might have acknowledged that Judas's greatest failing was being as human as many people in the church during the centuries since. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. When he was reviled, he did not revile in turn. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted himself to God, who judges justly. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed, for we are straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. We sing the hymn, "Through all our days we'll sing the praise."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Let us pray to the Father, who loved the world so much that he sent his only Son to give us life. Simon from Cyrene was forced to carry the cross for your Son. Give us grace to lift heavy loads from those we meet and to stand with those condemned to die. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Your Son watched the soldiers gamble to share his clothes. Transform the hearts of those who make a profit from their victims and those whose hearts are hardened by their work. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
The thief who was crucified beside Jesus was promised a place in your kingdom. Give pardon and hope, healing and peace to all who are close to death. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
From the cross, Jesus entrusted Mary, his mother, and John, his disciple, to each other's care. Help us also to care for one another and fill our homes with the spirit of your love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
In Mary and John, your Son created a new family at the cross. Fill our relationships and those of new families today with mutual care and responsibility, and give us a secure hope for the future. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
The centurion was astonished to see your glory in the crucified Messiah. Open the eyes of those who do not know you to see your Son in the meaning of life and death. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Joseph of Arimathea came to take your Son's body away. Give hope and faith to the dying and bereaved, and gentleness to those who minister to them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Simon and Joseph, Mary and John, became part of your church in Jerusalem. Bring into your church today a varied company of people.
Lord
of the church, hear our prayers and make us one in heart and mind to serve you in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
It is customary that on the Wednesday of Holy Week, members of the Mara Hamlet branch of the Mother's Union would participate in this service. In that spirit, we say together the Mother's Union prayer. Loving Lord, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mothers' Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, and support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, may we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service reach out as your hands across the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And a prayer of preparation in advance of our commemoration of the institution of the Lord's Supper on tomorrow, Maundy Thursday. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that by faith in heart and mind, we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries give us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord, you chose Judas Iscariot to be among your 12 most trusted companions. Yet he betrayed you with a kiss, gave you over to torture and certain death for 30 pieces of silver. Over the years, artists have pictured Judas as having red hair, which is seen in every nationality, but always as an exception in a minority of people. The intent was, of course, to make Judas an other, distancing him from most of us. And so we breathe a sigh of relief. We are not traitors. We are better than him. But meditating seriously on Judas does force us to think of our own loyalty, or lack thereof, to our friends, acquaintances, or even family. Might we desert them in their hour of greatest need? Have we not all acted at some time in the manner of Judas, not leading someone to death, not collecting 30 pieces of silver, but perhaps savaging a reputation behind a friend's back, or standing in the way of another's success or happiness? We are, none of us, completely innocent. Lord, help us always to stand up for our companions, deal with them honestly, and be always your own loving, loyal friend. No more could we want this, our Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, comfort and heal those who stand in the shadow of death, the mothers who have seen their children die, the friends who have been separated by death, and all who are departing this life at this time. Grant that those whose crosses are heavy may find new hope in the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in your last hours of pain, you took thought for your mother and commended her to the care of your dear disciple John. Help us, when trials overtake us, to have thought for our loved ones and for those who are in need of support and compassion. Make us to know that we are members of your family and that nothing can separate us from your love. For your name's sake. Amen. We pray for all those who are in any way anxious at this time, especially for those who are sick and those who love them. Savior of the world, who by your cross and passion has redeemed us, save us and help us in this time of great anxiety and difficulty. Amen. Lord, comfort and heal those who stand in the shadow of death, the mothers who have seen their children die, the friends who have been separated by death, and all who are departing this life at this time. Grant that those whose crosses are heavy may find new hope in the cross of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in your last hours of pain, you took thought for your mother
and commended her to the care of your dear disciple John. Help us, when trials overtake us, to have thought for our loved ones and for those who are in need of support and compassion. Make us to know that we are members of your family and that nothing can separate us from your love, for your name's sake. Amen. We pray for all who are anxious, especially those who are sick or are recovering from sickness, and in particular, Mrs. Jean Bradford, Trevor Hill, Canon Eric Kingston, and Isaac Harrison. Remembering those who are bereaved, we pray for all who mourn Aileen Stockdale. Loving Father God, be with us in our distress. Be with our families, friends and neighbours, our country and our world. Give health to the sick, hope to the fearful, and comfort to mourners. Give wisdom to our frontline and key workers, insight to your government, and patience to us all. Overcome disease with the power of your new life through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, who in the days of old didst give to this land the benediction of thy holy church, withdraw not, we pray thee, thy favour from us, but so correct what is amiss and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to thy glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Story of the Cross, Part 3.
On the cross lifted up, thy face I scan, scarred by that agony. Midnight fall, though here. it is day. Friends and disciples stand far away. Loud scoffs the dying thief, mocking thy woe. Can this my Savior be brought so low? Yes, see the title clear written above. Jesus of Nazareth, name of love. What, O my Savior dear, what didst thou see that made thee suffer and die for me?
Christ, draw you to himself, and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Once again, we thank you for your presence with us at this online service. Our next service during this week of weeks will be on tomorrow, Maundy Thursday, at 7 o'clock. It will take the form of a commemoration of the institution of the Lord's Supper. On Good Friday evening, we return to church for our Tenebrae service. That will take place in Mara Hamlet Parish Church at 8 o'clock. And it would be very helpful if you intend coming to that service, if you would let the church wardens know their contact details, or on the parish website, or in the most recent parish magazine. Thank you.